Local sport with Chris Mitchell from Nine News Border North East.
Yes, the great man is back. He has a bit of a hiatus over the summer period, Lou.
Yes.
He rejuvenates himself.
Hibernation.
That's right, exactly. And then he puts on his
Geelong
scarf.
Still in hibernation, I think, aren't they, Lou?
Yeah, yeah. I think they are.
It's local sport with Chris Mitchell.
I didn't read the memo.
Now, some interesting results because it was round one for a lot of comps of the official O&M round one after their weird round nine thing last weekend.
Yeah.
Hume League round one and the Thunder, the Rugby League round one as well. And a thrilling game to start off with, Chris.
Yeah, and they played the Premiers too in Gundagai, away to Gundagai, which is a fair hike from Albury too, so
yes.
Yeah, thrilling draw, so great way to start the season really, even though they didn't get the points, but they lost heaps of games last year by just a couple, so
that's right.
Hopefully that trend doesn't continue this year, but yeah, good effort to start.
So just explain something to me, so they don't, neither of them get points when it's a draw, how does that work?
I think they get maybe one each.
Okay.
Yeah, they get one each.
All right, that's better than none.
Yeah, there's no losers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Adrian Purtell, captain, coach, of course, and all the hard-working guys and girls there at the Thunder, they do a great job. So hopefully that's good signs for the year. The Bandits men won and looking very, very good, let me tell you, as well.
Two on the trot. Yeah, they're flying, aren't they? And it's hard every year for them because they bring all these new players in. They've got to gel straight away. They've got a couple of training sessions to get to know their teammates. Two on the trot's a great effort from Brad Chalmers. His team so far.
Yeah. He's a gun coach.
They're doing well.
And obviously, and Lauren's team started well last week and didn't get the chocolates on the weekend at home. But they've got some great recruits as well. And Lauren's making herself available to the media, which is awesome. And we're getting get to see her insights, which is great. So
we've got to get her in the studio.
We have
got to
get her in. Absolutely.
I don't know how, but we've got to get her in.
She'll come in too. I'll ask her. She'll come in and talk to us.
Yeah, she's a lovely though. We've had a bit to do with her in short bursts.
But she is very
Lauren.
Private. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And exactly. Fair enough. Look, she lived a pretty open and out there kind of media life. Exactly.
And she just doesn't, by her own admission, she doesn't enjoy them.
She's a very quiet person. But yeah, doing a great job with the Bandits.
I think she's been enjoying talking to the local media because we're asking hard questions, but we're not hammering her. We're not probing her personal life and that sort of stuff. And she brings her family along. Yeah. It's quite nice. Yeah.
All right, and finally, Lou, the office has been a buzz over the last few days leading into the weekend.
Oh, it was the Clash of the Titans over the weekend for us,
because,
essentially.
That's right. Our man, Ryan Speed from the Triple M newsroom, who is the captain of Gingera, taking on Big Maddie Sider, our sales manager,
who is the bust for Brock Burham.
Yeah, what happened, Lou?
Brock Burham got up. Congratulations to Maddie and the team.
Yeah.
Commiserations to Speedy. How is it in the newsroom in there this morning?
Well, I've just bumped into Speedy before, and he seems not too bad
But
he's pretty much, he's Eddie everywhere, isn't he, Ryan Speed, at the moment? Like, he's in the paper, he's on TV, he's on the radio. His head's going to explode soon.
That's what brought him down a peg over the weekend, I think, potentially. Just keeping it real.
Speedy's a terrific fella. 15 points, not a bad effort from Gingera, because everyone thinks they're going to drop off considerably, so against Brock Burham, not a bad effort.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Plenty more local sport as well, of course, and you'll catch most of the results tonight, 6 o'clock, 9 News Border North East.
Thanks, guys.
It's Chris Mitchell there. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.